Good morning. Let's pray before we read the Bible. Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful morning. You make a beautiful day for us. And before we start anything, we want to hear the word of God. Speak to us, Father, and Holy Spirit, help us to understand and to do this word in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us open our Bible. We read from Mark chapter 3, verse 14. And he appointed 12 so that they would be with him and that he could send them out to preach. Brother and sister, today I will say about this verse. Especially the word, so that they would be with him. Many of us already involved in ministry. Sometimes we feel tired in ministry. 2 days ago, one employer came to us and she said, "Do you have any time? I have problem with my sister, my helper." Okay. And after that, one employer and then one sister. This sister is not our church member, but it's okay. If I have time, then I can help. And then after sharing, the problem is the sister do too much work at the church. After that, Monday to Saturday, she didn't have more energy to work. That's why suppose she must wake up early, because so tired in ministry, and then after that, she cannot wake up early. And then she told me, because I do too much in the church. And I said, is it what that God want you to do, or is it what you want to do, or sometimes what God church push you to do? Brother and sister, we as a disciple, we as a believer, good in front of God, number one, not because we do anything. Remember when Jesus visited Martha and Maria, Martha do a lot of things. And then after that, Jesus, would you like to ask Maria to help me? I'm so tired. I make chicken pie. I make spaghetti. I make anything from the morning. Now I have no time to rest. And then what does Jesus say? Martha, you trouble with yourself. See, Maria, she get the best. What is the best? Just sit in front of God. Yesterday, my friend sharing, sometimes wake up morning is very, very difficult. That's why not all of you come EMP. I understand. Our mind want to wake up, but our eyes still like this. And then close up again. Huh? It's very, very difficult. And then we try to, okay, 6:45. Come, wake up. Oh, and then after that, in 5 minutes, rush. And then come to the church. And then music, we hear music, make us sleepy. And then we start, very funny. When we start to hear the word of God, suddenly this eyes little big, and bright. And then after that, the whole day full of energy. Why? Because morning, we already feel with the power of God. When Jesus called the disciple, remember, number one, Jesus not asked them to do many things. Number one, Jesus said, so that they would be with him. That means God called us in relationship with him. God called us in relationship with him. When we have good relationship with God, with Jesus, we have three things. Number one, we know Him. What is the importance of knowing God? If you want to know, then you need to read the book Knowing God, right by J. Packer, Knowing God. But one thing, when we know who is God, the knowing of God make us so strong. That's why when we read Philippians, Paul said, I don't want to know anything except to know God. In the book of Corinthians, Paul said, I don't want to talk anything except Jesus who crucified. Why? Because when Paul know God, and then she get a lot of power. Everybody, we read newspaper. Sometimes when we read newspaper, we feel worried. When we hear the news, BBC or NBC or other broadcasts, we feel fear, worry about future. But when we come to God and then we know Him, then we feel safe. Why? Because God always said, you are my beloved son. I love you so much. Amen? Knowing God. Number two, when we have relationship with God, so we not only know God, but we like Christ. Christ-likeness. When Samuel was kid, now he's teenager, taller than me, many people said, oh, Pastor Slamet, Samuel like you. The way he ate is like you. And very funny, because Samuel, when he was 2 years old, he can use chopstick. He can use chopstick, and when he ate, like, and I said, of course Samuel is like me, because when he was born, he stayed with me. If Samuel not stay with me, maybe stay with uncle or grandpa, maybe Samuel like grandpa. Same. When we stay with God, then we become like Him, Christ-likeness. Because in relationship, God give His power to us so that we can be like Him. That's number two. That's why 3 years, Jesus stayed together and live together with disciple, so that disciple can be like Him. This number two. Number three, when we have relationship with God, with Jesus, then we know what Jesus had. What Jesus had. I like with this church, because this church only one heart. What the leader said, we follow, and what the leader said is come from God. God to the leader, and we as a staff join together to do this ministry. All one heart. Why we can have this kind? Because we have relationship. In outside church, many church, deacon, pastor, they have two hearts. Pastor heart want to do A, deacon church want to do B, and then they fight each other. They don't have any relationship. Church like politic party. Everybody do what they want to do. But in this church, I'm happy. I'm happy to be part of this church. Because why? Because we have one heart. This one heart comes from relationship with God. So when we have good relationship with God, we know what God wants to do. This we call ministry. So number one, when you know God, then you have power. Number two, when you know God, then you be Christ-likeness. Number three, when you know God, you know what God wants to do. That's why the first time when Jesus called disciple, Jesus didn't say, okay, Peter, you do A. James, you do B. John, you do C. No, 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 no. just come with us. Come with me. See and learn from me. See and learn from me. I don't know what is your position in this church, but at least this morning, God's words remind us, do you with Jesus? Do you know who is Jesus? When you know who is Jesus, does Jesus change your life? And the third thing, do you do what Jesus do? Or you do what do you want to do? Let us pray together. Jesus called his disciple so that they may be with him. I want everybody in this place ask ourselves, do I be with Jesus this morning? Where is Jesus in my spiritual life and spiritual journey? Jesus must be the center of our life. We know him. We live like him. And we do everything that he wants us to do. Monica will lead us in worship. And then after that, Pastor Sophia will lead us in prayer.
Thee. You alone are my strength. morning we gather together because of Jesus Christ, and it's because of Jesus that we have this communion. Yeah. So let's pray for the brothers and sisters in the communion to whose family is also our extended family, who are sick, suffer from cancer, or in the course of recovery. Let's pray for those people that is listed. Let's also pray for those extended family who suffer from various illness. But most important of all, let's pray for the salvations, because they do not know God yet. And really, during their suffering, they do need the presence of God to be with them. So let's lift them in prayers. And also those that on the list also suffer from various infirmities. So let's lift them up in prayers. Also, let's continue to lift up the brothers and sisters who are seeking employment at the moment. You know, in the midst of uncertainty, let's ask that God be with them, and God provide for job opportunities. Let's turn to today, our prayer focus. Our mission focus today is Cambodia. So also please pray for the different ministry that is also in Cambodia and Philippines and Bhutan. And also let list of the SP trip to Cambodia that's coming up. The Boom team is leaving on the 28th. And also there's a worship conference that's on the August 7th. So let's lift up Cambodians and also the preparation of our SP mission trip to Cambodia. Thank you. Also, let's live up the various SP ministry, the IP team, the Cascade, the Well, and the local outreach. You know, each of them is like, you know, the leader is Jesus Christ, but for each of the minister and people participating, it's an outflow of what Christ in them. So really lift up the minister and the people participating in this ministry to have the intimate and connections with God before they serve, and also that pray that for the ministry to be effective and impact on the community around us. This is the last week of our house church gathering, so let's live up Causeway Bay House Church with Robertson, Chukanta, Shatin, and Kennedy. Pray that they are finishing strong for this summer. Dear Lord Jesus, we just want to give thanks to you for calling us out this early in the morning to come before you. You know that in the hustle and bustle of day, that there's many things that trouble us and draw us away from you. And one thing is needed, and it's to be connected with you. Be it to sit at your feet, be it at in the midst of, you know, trials and work or busyness, that we stay focusing on you. God, I just ask that, you know, remind us, you know, as we go about our day, that if we've lost our focus, you will direct back us back to you. Thank you for being with us this morning, Lord, and I ask that your presence continue to be with my brother and sister here as they continue with their journey of today, and really bless the hand on the work they do, bless the mouth of the words they utter, that come from them will be encouragement and edifying and be a testimony for you, Lord. Thank you for being with us this morning, Lord, and we pray all this in Jesus' name.